Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 11th, and on this day in 1755, Alexander Hamilton was born.
The mainland, get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. David Perdue suing over new law that gives Governor Brian Kemp a fundraising advantage. Michael Lang, Woodstock's co-creator, died at the age of 77. Extremely dangerous travel conditions expected as ice blankets much of the Northeast, while the Gulf Coast could get pummeled with storms. Georgia's youngest farmer is only 6 years old, and she loves playing in the dirt. COVID cases spike as students return to Georgia public schools. And finally, a convicted Georgia felon pleads guilty to illegally possessing a firearm.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot, or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Republican gubernatorial candidate David Perdue is challenging a new state law that gives incumbents an advantage in fundraising. The legislation, which the Republican-controlled General Assembly passed last March, virtually along party lines, allows Georgia's governor, lieutenant governor, the general election nominees opposing those two statewide incumbents, and the heads of the majority and minority caucuses in the legislature to create leadership committees that can raise unlimited campaign contributions. Republican Perdue, who is running against incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, is barred from forming a leadership committee on his behalf unless and until he wins the GOP gubernatorial primary in May. A federal lawsuit Perdue has filed argues the U.S. Supreme Court has never upheld a law that imposes different contribution limits on candidates seeking the same office. Michael Lang, famed co-creator of the Woodstock Music Festival, died Saturday at the age of 77. Lang died from a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. He's survived by his wife Tamara, their sons Harry and Laszlo, and his daughters Larianne, Shayla, and Molly. He was just 24 years old when Woodstock took place in August 1969 in New York's Catskill Mountains. Officially billed the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, an Aquarian exposition, the festival staged on a dairy farm in White Lake became a seminal moment in music history. He also co-founded and produced the planned Woodstock 50 Festival in 2019, but that event was canceled. Extremely dangerous travel conditions expected as ice blankets much of the Northeast, while the Gulf Coast could get pummeled with storms. Treacherous, icy conditions are gripping much of the Northeast, while millions of people along the Gulf Coast are under the gun for severe storms on Sunday. In the Northeast, freezing rain and sleet have blanketed parts of Pennsylvania and New York. Other areas in the region are getting walloped with snow. More than 30 million people across the region are under winter weather advisories. Significant icing is expected in parts of central Pennsylvania, where an ice storm warning was in effect until 2 p.m. Sunday. Residents are urged to avoid driving unless absolutely necessary. Severe storms and tornadoes are possible in the South. There's now a level 2 out of 5 risk for severe storms across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Cities under this threat include Jackson and Hattiesburg in Mississippi.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at psponline.com. That's psponline.com. Peggyslappyonline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The professional bull riders return bigger, badder, older. For an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
At just 6 years old, Kendall Ray Johnson is making history as the youngest certified farmer in Georgia. Kendall Ray says her love of farming comes from her great-grandmother, Kate Johnson. Ursula Johnson, her mother, has only encouraged Kendall Ray's love of gardening. 2 years later, Kendall Ray's patio garden has grown into a small backyard farm that produces carrots, sweet potatoes, strawberries, okra, tomatoes, blueberries, and even Carolina Reapers. For Kendall Ray, who is homeschooled, the backyard farm also doubles as her classroom. To that end, her parents are cultivating a small business called Agroculture in Southwest Atlanta. The urban farm, which is marketed as being owned by the youngest certified farmer in Georgia, sells food basket subscriptions and hosts classes, among other things. Once again, Georgia students are headed back to school facing a sharp peak in COVID-19 cases. The new year started with a spike in reports concentrated mostly in the Metro Atlanta region. Nearly 19,000 cases were reported statewide on New Year's Day, smashing Georgia's previous record of just over 10,000 cases on January 8, 2021. Unlike the previous wave, in which minors in the state saw cases at rates similar to adults, the current wave is led by Georgians between 30 and 59 years old, according to the State Department of Public Health. Children who catch COVID-19 generally only experience mild symptoms and recover quickly, but in some cases they can become seriously ill and they can spread the virus to more vulnerable adults. Many Georgia school districts, especially in Metro Atlanta, including Atlanta Public Schools, DeKalb County, and Clayton County, have delayed in-person back-to-school, opting to start the semester virtually with plans to reopen classrooms on Monday. Cobb is one of several large metro districts sticking with their scheduled return to in-person learning, along with others including Gwinnett and Cherokee. Cherokee students returned on Tuesday, Cobb on Wednesday, and Gwinnett students came back Thursday. A middle Georgia resident with a prior felony found in illegal possession of multiple weapons on two separate occasions, at one time while wanted for aggravated assault in Monroe County, has pleaded guilty to a firearms charge. 28-year-old Scott Rusmeisel of Juliet pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and is facing a maximum 10 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release and a $250,000 fine. Sentencing has been scheduled for April 6th. There's no parole in the federal system. According to court documents, Rusmeisel's vehicle was stopped for a tag violation by a Monroe County Sheriff's Office deputy on August 14, 2019. Rusmeisel was wearing a large knife and there was a black handgun in plain view. He was later found to be carrying a second knife in his pocket. A search of the vehicle discovered a total of four firearms, a .357 Magnum caliber revolver, two 12-gauge shotguns, and a 7.62-millimeter rifle, and he admitted that all of the firearms belonged to him. He was previously convicted in Circuit Court of Bay County, Michigan, for a second-degree home invasion.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh?
100% probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Clean screen trained to time limit.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe. You
can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup's causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're rsandrews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Be sure to add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.